A judge is barring former Cardinal Innovations Healthcare CEO Richard Topping and former board members from accessing organization funds. This after emails discovered by the state show a discussion about moving money out of Cardinal accounts. This comes 2 days after the state took over Cardinal. Its board had recently authorized about $3.8 million in payouts to the fired CEO and three other top employees. We'll hear from ousted CEO Topping. But first, here's WFAE's Alex Olgan to explain what happened in court.
In a largely empty courtroom, Deputy Attorney General Michael Wood made clear he's concerned former CEO Richard Topping and board members are up to no good.
This sounds like insiders between the board and the company worried about the state coming in as we've done and doing something with funds in the Cardinal accounts before the state can get to them.
He was referring to an email sent Sunday, one day before DHHS took over Cardinal, from Topping to former board chairwoman Lucy Drake. Topping refers to a brilliant idea and offers to help orchestrate a plan from the outside. He says, quote, "The key, of course, is that it has to be done before the state raids, whether legal or not, the fund balance. If the money is gone, they have to chase it. Since they don't have a legal right to it, they'll never get it. If they already have it, it will be much harder to get back. You can use the money to defend the money, but if it's gone, you can't use it to chase it." Wood said there's concern that Topping and some former board members might try to take legal action and try and stop DHHS and get back control. DHHS said they sought this temporary restraining order out of an abundance of caution and the protection of taxpayer dollars, even though Topping and the board have no authority since they were fired and disbanded.
"We can't have more funds going out the door for corporate pay, corporate severance, or whatever that is. We need to make sure those public funds are secured."
The judge granted the TRO. The next step would be for the state to seek a preliminary injunction to stop Topping and board members from taking action for a longer period of time. As for the, quote, brilliant idea Topping wrote about, here's WFAE's Tom Bullock.
Thanks, Alex. Monday's takeover of Cardinal left state officials, namely the Department of Health and Human Services, in complete control of Cardinal's finances and bank accounts. This leads to an interesting question posed by Cardinal's ousted CEO, Richard Topping.
"Well, I'm more confused than ever. If I'm no longer the CEO and the board's no longer the board, then why do we need a temporary restraining order against any of us acting in our official capacities?"
Cardinal currently sits on $140 million, part of what's known as its fund balance, money the organization freely controls, which can be spent on just about anything. This pool of money is what Richard Topping was referring to in the emails in question. The reference is part of a particularly interesting paragraph. I asked him about it point by point, beginning with that cryptic phrase, Steve Uhas's, quote, brilliant idea.
"His idea was whether or not Cardinal savings should be placed in trust for the benefit of Cardinal's missions and its members."
This is a claim we cannot verify at this time, though Topping says he is working to provide WFAE with supporting documentation. The trust, he told us, would be used to help continue to provide services or potentially expand services to Cardinal's members who receive Medicaid-funded mental health, developmental disability services, and addiction treatment in Mecklenburg and 19 other counties.
A following line that you have in this email graph is, it was part of our, if we lose our contract, contingency planning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that line is interesting to me because if you lose your contract, then what would the trust be there for and what would Cardinal's interests still be?
It would continue to serve the members and the purpose that Cardinal currently serves.
Again, more questions here. If Cardinal lost its contract, it would likely mean another organization would be charged with doing the same work. This email we're working through was sent by Topping on Sunday, the day before DHHS took over Cardinal. And it seems he knew that if he and the board were going to do something with the money, it had to be soon.
The key to this, and this is your writing again, of course.
Yeah.
The key, of course, is that it has to be done before the state raids, whether legal or not, the fund balance. You, I know, have mentioned to us in prior interviews that you believe North Carolina is trying to get its hands on money that is, by law, Cardinal's. This is the unreserved balance. Why?
Oh, because the state continues to cut services. The state is cutting services and spending the money elsewhere. It goes into the general budget, and so it's spent on other items, whether it be roads, tax cuts, whatever. At Cardinal, the concern of the board was a state takeover, which would be illegal, but a state raid on those funds like happened on Monday, would not only be illegal, but when the state takes those funds, what the state's going to do is cut services.
We asked the state to comment on this claim by Topping, and DHHS officials write us, quote, DHHS cannot and will not transfer fund balances away from Cardinal. And so far, there have been no known moves by DHHS or Cardinal's interim CEO to, quote, cut services or raid the fund. Now we get to the more intriguing lines in the email.
Following sentences make this idea sound less like we want to make sure that that $140 million is available for mental health, addiction treatment, you know, developmental disability services, and more about something else. And this is the point that was brought up in court. And I'll quote you again here. If the money is gone, they have to chase it. Since they don't have a legal right to it, they'll never get it. If they already have it, it will be much harder to get back. You can use the money to defend the money, but if it's gone, you can't use it to chase it. That sounds not exactly like we want to set up a trust or we want to pay for more beds for mental health patient services. I'm sure you can see how to an outside eye or ear, that doesn't exactly sound on the up and up.
Well, first of all, that email is the second email. The state left out the first email, and the first email was the email from the finance chair to legal counsel asking for a legal opinion on what the requirements are and the legality of it. So I think taking a second email, which was a follow-up, and a conversational email, and taking that out of context, I think that that shows really the purpose here with what DHHS is trying to do at today's hearing, which is an after-the-fact justification of what was an unlawful raid and seizure of Cardinal Innovations on Monday.
The legality of the raid or seizure of Cardinal Innovations, as described by Richard Topping, that may well be decided in court. But when it comes to the cause, DHHS did indeed cite serious financial mismanagement as the rationale for this week's takeover of Cardinal. But they already have reasons and don't necessarily need an after-the-fact rationale, namely the nearly $1.2 million Cardinal paid Topping last fiscal year and the $3.8 million the organization recently paid Topping and three other top employees in severance. This is tax money, after all, and the state had told Cardinal to cut Topping's salary and not pay out the severance packages. As to the email Topping argues the state left out, Topping sent us a copy. It's from UHAS, and it asks Cardinal's general counsel to look into state and federal regulations on what Cardinal could do with an unspecified amount of that $140 million war chest. It ends with the line, quote, a basic understanding of the law would seem to be a minimum requirement. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.